And that is the truth we want you to know here at Kinship Radio. And we pray that you know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus died for you. This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And Ryan, we're having a good day here today.
Yes, we are.
I would really like to know, though, what day it is.
We're going to find out.
Okay.
So, holidays, we just like reasons to celebrate.
Sure.
And if you look hard enough, which you really don't have to look that hard, every day there are holidays. And so that's how we were able to develop this game. What day is it? There are holidays every day of the year. Today is April 9th. There were a bunch to pick from. I picked two. There are two holidays on my list here that are real. And then there's a third one. That third one is not today. It's not real. It might be a real day some other part of the year. That sometimes happens, but it's not
throw
today.
Throw us off sometimes. Yeah. Sure.
So, Beth, and you are going to guess which is the fake day.
Okay.
Got National Peanut Butter Day first. Quite the staple.
Oh, of course.
In the pantries.
Do you prefer the creamy peanut butter or the chunky peanut butter?
They both have their merits. I don't really like, I'm not going to get mad if I get either one. I think we have more creamy at our house than chunky.
Yeah. That chunky stuff, that can go away. I'm a purist. I like the creamy.
It's almost like it's not finished yet. Like, why'd you stop halfway through?
It's not a butter if you can't, like, truly spread it smoothly and evenly.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll eat either one.
There's my peanut butter, views for you.
And if you make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, does you peanut butter both sides? And then put the jelly in the middle? Or is it peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other?
Them's fighting words.
That's a burning question we're not doing. I like peanut butter on both sides, but then the jelly is going everywhere.
Of course.
That is not, we're not going to get into that anymore.
True.
Then we have National Cherish and Antique Day.
Okay.
Cherish the older things, the antiques.
Sure.
I think the amount of cherishing I will do for an antique is probably directly related to how much it's worth. I suppose if there's some emotional significance to it, but it's pretty much monetary for me.
Yeah. I don't really have any antiques.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while there, I decorated my entire home and garage sale chic.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But antiques.
You might have had some secret antiques you didn't even know they were worth anything. Maybe not.
No.
I know we have some china.
Yeah.
That is from Chris's grandparents. But I don't think it's worth much. Everyone has some china.
There's a set of china that will have my name on it, when the time comes for me to inherit it. But, beyond that,
And then finally on this list today, we have National Chinese Almond Cookie Day.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I can even picture how those taste, but National Chinese Almond Cookie Day.
Yeah. Okay.
So don't have much to say about that.
No. And, I'm not a huge fan of almonds either. Oh. So how do you do it in a cookie?
I think it's probably just made with almond flour would be my guess.
I don't know.
But I don't really know.
Oh, dear, the struggle begins. Okay. Peanut butter can be kind of contentious between creamy and chunky, but, it's nice that they come together for a day.
And they come together for a day to celebrate National Peanut Butter Day.
Yeah. And cherish an antique day. Whatever. This one's hard today. Thank you very much, Ryan Freed. This is hard.
Don't really have. I was gonna say I don't really have one that's really out there. The Chinese almond cookie one seems a little out there, but
a little bit. So I
cherish an antique day is weirdly worded. So I don't know.
I know. Yeah,
and peanut butter day is too generic. I don't know.
Yeah,
but one of these isn't real.
Yeah, like I said, thanks, Ryan.
No problem.
you take delight in this,
of course.
Okay, I am just gonna go at random because honestly, I don't know. I honestly have nowhere to go. So I'm gonna say you made up National Cherish and Antique Day.
Not this time.
Nope, that's today.
Really?
National Cherish and Antique Day.
I'll have to go find one.
Yeah. I think there's a store at the mall. Although it's like, if you're going to an actual antique store, I never really feel like I'm going to find something amazing.
I know.
Because the amazing stuff, they pull back and sell online. So,
hard to say.
Anyway, so.
Okay, so that is today.
Yes.
We are cherishing antiques today.
So you're down to one of the food ones, peanut butter or Chinese almond cookie day.
So when I go to the antique store, am I going to be carrying a peanut butter sandwich or a bunch of Chinese almond cookies?
Well, okay.
All right. I'm going to say you made up National Peanut Butter Day. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That applause is a little loud. Anyway, so yeah, National Peanut Butter Day. I thought of it, typed it into Google. It's in January, but
it is a real day. Okay,
But it is not today.
And okay,
So scratch that off of things to do today. So you'll be going to the antique store with Chinese almond cookies. I think we need to get AI to make a picture of that.
You're going to have to tell me where I find both of those, because I don't know.
We'll play again tomorrow. Here's This I Know from Lydia Laird, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.